You are listening to The Youngin' Podcast, presented by Columbia Media Group. Today's episode is sponsored by Suberizer, your complete onion storage. They can be contacted at Suberizer.com. That's Suberizer with a Z. On today's episode, we join Dave as he walks around the trade floor of the Pacific Northwest Vegetable Association Conference. This will be split into two episodes. On part one here, we hear from Mike Troutman with Tessenderlo Curly, Bob Middlestat with Clearwater Supply, Dan Britton with Rivulus Eero Drip, and Chip Hesse with Suberizer. Be sure to catch part two as well.
Okay, we're going to go and talk to Mike Troutman now at the Tessenderlo Curly booth. In our office, we call it TKI because we don't like to say Tessenderlo Curly too often. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Okay, so tell us what is the hot thing for onion growers right now from your company?
We have a multitude of products actually that can be used on onions, but one that we're actively promoting is our calcium thiosulfate. The trade name is called CATS.
Okay, and so what is CATS going to do? Obviously, it's a nutrient product, but you know, give us the lowdown.
It's a calcium sulfur product, calcium thiosulfate. And what we're doing with it is we're putting it on onions through the irrigation system is the best way to use it, whether it's the center pivot or through the drip. And the and what we like to do is we put it on when that bulb is pretty small, because all the cells for a big onion are there at present when the bulb is small. So that's the easiest time to get calcium in. So we'll go a couple of applications through the irrigation system with the calcium thiosulfate. And then what we've been finding is that we not only get a reasonable yield increase at the end of the season, but what it really helps with is reduces yield loss in the onion shed for storage by upwards of 10-15% less shrink. So we actually keep the yield that we're producing.
So, and that's just because of calcium? So the extra calcium keeps the onions from shrinking?
Yes, that's really what calcium's supposed to do. So what sets the CATS apart is the thiosulfate attachment to the calcium that we have. That's what helps that calcium get into the plant. And the thiosulfate actually, even in the soil, if you've got calcium that's unavailable in the soil, as that thiosulfate oxidizes, it'll actually solubilize more calcium in the soil. So we're kind of getting we're putting calcium down, and the oxidation of the thiosulfate releases additional calcium. So it's actually kind of a nice 1-2 punch.
Okay, great. And you're seeing more growers in the Pacific Northwest using it?
It is growing. It's taken some time to kind of get it up off the ground because there's a lot of calcium choices out there, and there's some good products out there.
Right.
But this is just unique chemistry, and so we've gotten some, actually probably one of our largest, next to apples, probably onions are our largest market for the CATS now.
All right, very cool. Well, I want to thank you for visiting with us today. And wish you luck at the show and have a great day.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. We are continuing our tour of the PNVA show. And if you've ever tried to say that, that's a lot of consonants in a row. But right now we're at the Clearwater Supply booth with Bob Middlestat. Bob is in Othello, Washington, and he is going to tell us a little bit today about what is new. What new product are you repping at today?
Well, there's, in a way, there's not so much new products, but new ideas and new ways to use products that have come into play the last few years. And one of the examples of that is a flow control product. It's a drip tape from Toro micro irrigation. And one of the things that we run into is irrigation sales and design business is fields, especially row crop fields, that are particularly challenging in terms of topography and size and some of those things.
And challenging how?
What we try to do is one of the benefits of drip irrigation, and that's what we work with particularly, is you really need to have a uniform irrigation system to have good results in the field with your row crops, onions in particular. And so we need to design a field to stay within about 2.5 PSI field wide to give us that uniformity. And that's where it becomes a challenge with fields that have a lot of slope, undulation, or just sheer size in trying to get drip tape run lengths to cover those distances.
And so how does this flow control product help that? How does it get around it?
Thank you. Flow control, what it does is it employs a flexible element or a membrane as part of the emitter track for the drip tape that adjusts flow with a change in pressure in the drip tape line. What I mean by that is if you increase the pressure in the drip tape, it will start slowing down or restricting the flow through that emitter as your pressure goes up correspondingly. And what you run into is the net effect is this, is that as you increase pressure due to elevation drops, your flow coming out that emitter will not increase in the same level that it would with conventional drip tapes. And so you can keep fields very uniform with higher allowable pressure ranges.
So I'm not sure I totally follow that. Are they mechanical or are they electronic?
It is purely mechanical. Most
by
drip
pressure
tape
though.
Is, yes, exactly. Most drip tape is polyethylene throughout. And what the flow control does for us is it gives us, and I can't really speak to this too much, but there's an element in that emitter track that adjusts the flow based on pressure. And that allows us for about 4.5 PSI pressure range with flow control tape compared to 2.5 pounds with conventional drip tape.
So I recommend that you call Clearwater Supply and they can give you some more information on this new flow control product from Toro, you said, right?
Yes.
Toro Micro. Go ahead and give us your phone number, please.
Okay. The phone number at the office there is 509-488-5793.
All right. Thank you for visiting with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Okay, here we go. And now we're continuing our tour of the trade show here. And right now we are in the Rivulus and Eurodrip booth, and we're with Dan Britton, and Dan's going to talk to us about a product that is fairly new to the market. It's called drip onion tape. It's T-tape from Rivulus, so it's drip tape specifically for onions. Dan, why is it specifically for onions?
It's specifically for onions. Number one, it's got a cool purple stripe on it, right? So we're
it
growing onions.
It is a
cool
looking tape,
so
yes.
We've color-coded it for the onions. But what we've done is we've updated the dripper in there. So for our water quality, so that way it's less plugging potential. So that way the water gets out to these onions. But we've also increased the tensile strength on the product as well. So that way when they go to get it out of the field, it comes out a lot easier. We don't have to worry about it snapping and breaking. And then they're done with it.
So with this tape, they still need to buy equipment to plant it and to pull it out, right? I mean, that's...
Yeah, a lot of growers have their own equipment they're getting
that.
It from other people.
Okay. But the chief advantage to using the new onion tape is just that it's more durable.
It's more durable, and it's built for the onion industry. Our research and development came here into the Columbia Basin and talked to growers, talked to our irrigation dealers, specifically found out what their needs were, and then this tape was built from that.
Okay, well, then that's cool. especially building a product directly designed for a certain market. That's pretty neat. What else have you got here? Anything else we need to know about?
Riverless has a wide variety of products, from not only the T-tape, but also our filtration products, our molded dripper emitter line products, hydraulic valves. You name it, we got anything in the book that you could use for a drip irrigation system.
Okay, Dan, give us your your website, please.
You can go online to rivulus.com or ttapeusa.com and look up and find more information about these products.
And Rivulus is rivulis.com. Now, you were saying about a year ago, Rivulus and Eurodrip merged. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, back in March of 2017.
So all of the Eurodrip line is also available on the rivulus.com.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Very good. Thank you for visiting with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. This is Dave Alexander, and we're talking to Chip Hesse. Chip Hesse is with Suberizer.
Hey, how's it going, Dave?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being the sponsor. Suberizer has been the sponsor for theonionpodcast.com, and he is the reason that you're listening to it now. So you can either thank him or cuss him out, however you depend, however you think about this thing. So tell us a little bit about Suberizer, Chip. What are you promoting
sure.
today?
So maybe some of you guys know we've been in business for long time, 45 years, mainly in the potato and onion storage business, raw product storage. Been doing a lot of buildings for a long time. So what we're promoting today is ideas, new design, how to take care of customers, and how to take care of their products. So
I see you guys working on your laptops over here. Are you actually doing quotes for people?
Or people are coming in and you're
working up numbers?
Oh yeah, we're all the time. I think we're constantly trying to help customers figure out what it takes to get some of their needs accomplished.
To get a quote on a new building.
Yeah, all it takes is just giving us a call. Visiting the website to get some contact information. Dropping by the office, calling me on my cell phone. I think reaching out is probably the first step. Doesn't cost a thing. Mainly is just trying to understand, what the customer wants.
So even if you're looking at going with a different manufacturer, say, at least you should be calling Suberizer, checking the pricing, and finding out the differences. Because you've got some, I don't know if they're proprietary things, the Air Everywhere floor, tell us a little bit about that. Curved storage, obviously there's other curved storages.
Yeah. So there's lots of different designs out there. But what sets us apart, I think, is how we pretty much go about designing around each customer. I mean, each of these buildings, we don't pull something off the shelf and say, hey, this is what you need. In talking with us, we try to understand, what's important to you and then design around that. So as much as I think a lot of people like to say that, these are maybe something that's already done and designed and they all look the same, it's not true.
The guts, the internals are different.
Internals, sizes, we're very flexible on sizes. Our designs allow us to specifically cater around maybe a specific variety, and how much air a customer wants to blow. I mean, then the air floor, we've been around for several years, 20, I think over a couple decades now. The air floor that we're, designing now, I think it's maybe our 10th design, so we're constantly modifying and trying to listen to customers to be able to adapt, because that's how we learn, is by listening to customers.
Okay, well, if you're considering a new storage building, be sure to call Suberizer, at least give them a try. Sometimes they get the perception that the best always costs more. That isn't necessarily the truth.
That's
is
right.
It, Chip?
No, that's absolutely right. I think all it takes is, Dave, just like you said, just to, you know, give us a call. Let's start a conversation and see if we can get something to you.
Very good. Let's go ahead and give us your website address, if you will, please.
Yeah, Subarizer.com. You know, we're headquartered
right
now.
We like to say that Subarizer with a Z.
Yep, Subarizer, yep. And check us out. Got a brand new, fresh website coming out here pretty soon, so should be able to show you guys a lot more about what we're up to.
Chip, thank you very much for visiting
thanks,
with us today.
Yeah, thanks.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only, and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests. They do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of Columbia Media Group or its affiliates.